This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Big news coming in August here. Oh, big news, and we'll be telling you all about it in August. We won't wait until then. Or we will wait until then. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping us stay free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi drivers, and our bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers that are over there. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time for the pledge. You ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the big stink going on right now is over the stink in Baltimore. And here is one of your most favorite persons in the world talking about it. Here we go.
Little did I know that Mr. Trump was going to, on the eve of this, attack the congressman from this city. And not only the congressman, but the people of this city, in the most bigoted and racist way. He attacks everybody. I know Donald Trump, he's not mature enough to take criticism. He can't help it. He's like a child. Somebody says something, he reacts. He's thin-skinned and not really mature that well. But he has a particular venom for blacks and people of color. He doesn't refer to any of his other opponents or critics as infested. He does not attack their districts. He attacks Nancy Pelosi. He attacks Chuck Schumer. He attacks other whites, but he never said that their districts or their states are places that no human being wants to live. The fact of the matter is, Elijah Cummings' district is the most well-educated and middle-class aspiring district of blacks in this country.
Boy, have I got to stop right there, because this is ridiculous. First of all, Elijah Cummings is one of the most worst mismanaged and disgraceful districts in the United States of America, with places where they don't pick the garbage up. They got people living on the streets. Poverty is at an all-time level. The unemployment rate approaches 45% to 50% in his district. What's good about that? And by the way, when you talk about other states and he talks about whites trying to make this a white erasing again, guess what? The Republicans and the red states have got it down pat. Lower unemployment, higher income rates, jobs, jobs, jobs.
And the last time I checked, Donald Trump did speak in certain ways about people like Nancy Pelosi and her district.
Of course.
And other white districts around the country that are Democrat dominated and are in horrible conditions, just the same.
Yep.
He's spoken about Los Angeles.
Yep.
Very nasty conditions. You've got 12 million rats in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wants to live there? Baltimore, I've been to that city.
Me too.
It has a lot of potential. There's so much potential there, and there's great attractions and all of that stuff. But the truth is, Elijah Cummings, the mayors, you've got two mayors that were booted out because of incompetency and criminal behavior. They just happen to be black. They run that city into the ground. They literally run Baltimore into the rat hole. It's a terrible situation. And these people have to start, you know, they need to grow up and put on their grown-up pants.
Now, a few years ago, I was on a bus trip that went to go see a Tampa Bay Rays game up in Baltimore. We went up there to see Baltimore game. It was a weekend deal. We watched the series, and then we came back. Our bus driver, unfortunately, but fortunately, made a wrong turn and wound up going into downtown Baltimore. He went the wrong way to get on to 695 to go back south. And we saw some of the illustrious downtown areas just off the high-rise buildings in Baltimore. It was a hellhole.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And people, rather than get upset about an accurate description, what people should be doing is trying to change conditions. Because remember, those horrible neighborhoods are filled with people. And that's what they should be more concerned about. So who cares about a few words that President Trump says, especially when they're accurate words? And if these people, you know, I was listening to your clip there with Al Windbag Sharpton, and he's talking
about Al the con man Sharpton.
Yeah, he's that too. Mm-hmm. He's all of that. Hot, you know, he's a hot windbag.
Mm-hmm.
And
that gets a lot of money for running his mouth.
Yeah, and if this was such a racist nation, I ask you, Captain, why are they afraid to arrest Al Sharpton, who owes the government $4.5 million in back taxes?
Political correctness. Political correctness run amok. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. Same thing with Mugabe Talib. Same thing with Presley. The whole little bunch there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll have an Edwards Notebook segment coming up here right when we come back from the break. By the way, Bernie Sanders chimed in on all this, and then we'll be moving on after we hear from Bernie. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across the United States of America. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, everybody. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, I just want to tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving from Moss Nissan. Now, this truck rides better than a car. And the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat, the power-adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. I'm telling you what, want to talk about cranking it up, listening to tunes? I can do it. And remember, you serve, you save. At Moss Nissan, we're all active-duty military veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars. Now, don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. And you can check them out. You can check them out online by going to mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com. Or you can give them a call at 727-815-3095. They have three locations to serve you right now. And they're expanding, that's all I'll say, Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings, 727-815-3095. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll get you $500 off your car deal. All right, Mr. Ron Edwards, I want to play an Edwards Notebook. You want to listen to it with me?
Well, let's have at it.
All right. Well, we're going to have at it. But here we go with the have at and Edwards Notebook.
Did Mayor de Blasio sell out the citizens of New York City and that city's police force? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. New York Mayor de Blasio is on a mad mission to destroy the greatest city in the world, New York City. It's bad enough that homies from Harlem and some brainless Brooklynites were allowed to assault police officers who don't have permission to go hard after physical offenders. And to add insult to injury, New York City residents are under assault by criminals emboldened by Mayor de Blasio preventing police officers from doing their jobs in order to appease certain people who prefer law-abiding citizens to be threatened instead of thugs who should be thwarted. Even more insulting are Muslims patrolling streets in cars that look exactly like NYPD patrol cars. The Muslim community patrols have raised concerns among many New Yorkers who have decried the Muslim patrol as similar to Sharia police. Why so-called community Muslim patrols are even allowed in the greatest city in the world is beyond me. Wake up, America, and join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on AmericaMatters.us. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron.
All righty. Now, whoops, you had a little chopper there at the end. I didn't realize that. Why do we have Muslim patrols in New York City? And why do we have Sharia law being allowed up in Dearborn, Michigan, up there by you? Why is this? And parts of Minneapolis, St. Paul, too, with the Somalis up there. What the hell is going on here?
Well, what the heck is going on is the fact, first of all, Americans are no longer taught properly what this country is, what it stands for, what it should be. Too many Americans are brainwashed into this stupid globalist mentality that accepts just about anything and everything, besides American life. And you have this defiant, liberal mass of people that are accepting of Islamic law. That's what you find right here in Dearborn Estates, Michigan. That's what you find between, I think it's in the Texas area, near Fort Worth, down there, near Dallas. You've got these huge Muslim populations that are growing in stature, and people, Americans that are in our judicial system, are allowing them to usurp American authority, despite the fact that, of course, it is against the law. Americans are no longer, taught to care about our own national laws and are allowing these foreigners, these Muslims, to come in this country. In fact, I was listening to a Muslim spokesperson recently. It was in the news, and they were reporting. And this individual was saying how they are planning to take over this country.
Oh, yeah.
And they're training Muslims all over the country to run for office.
Yep.
And it's like a peaceful caliphate. And so these people are doing what they're doing because Americans are allowing
it. Do you know who Linda Sarsour is?
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
She is backing a Muslim candidate for Congress in South Florida.
Yeah.
She made a trip down there to do it. Well, it's in a Democratic area, so I don't know what they'll do. And the Democrats seem to just be falling for this hook, line, and sinker.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Captain. The Democrats are in support of anything that is destructive to this republic.
Sure.
If dogs could walk and talk and they were communist or whatever, they would.
No, you were right. You were right. Communists, they're there. Socialism, communism, they're there.
Anything that's destructive.
And what's even worse is half of the country, half of the millennials, think that socialism is good.
Well, I mean, the reason why they think that is because, as I said earlier, we're not being taught properly in the schools. They're not given critical thinking. They don't even have mother wit or common sense. Anyone whose brain isn't jacked up by this government school system could figure out that starving to death, like they are doing in Venezuela, is not better than being able to walk to the grocery store and buy anything that you want to eat every day of the week here in America. It comes down to that. What are we teaching our young people? What are we allowing to come into this country and influence this republic?
I don't know, but Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who's been getting into a Twitter fight with Senator Rand Paul, promoted a tweet that was put out by Tom Arnold fantasizing about violence against Rand Paul. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. That's totally asinine. These people, they run around here. They can, you know what? They start fights. They can start stuff. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. They say these horrible things or support something horrible that someone else said. No one says anything except people like you, yourself and myself. But for the most part, they're allowed to get away with it. But yet when Trump says the truth about Baltimore, oh, there's hell to pay. How dare he say things like that?
Speaking of Trump, I want to get to something before we run out of time. Yesterday, he signed the 911, the new 911 bill, guaranteeing it for 83 years, and I thank him for that personally because of my circumstance. But anyway, listen to this, just a little short clip.
Along with many distinguished guests, I want to begin by recognizing a leader many of you know very well. On September 11th, he declared the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists. Our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail, and he was right. A great mayor of the city of New York, our greatest mayor, in my opinion. Now, what do I know? Rudy Giuliani. Stand up, Rudy. Great job, Rudy.
Now, the reason I'm going to stop it right there is because Rudy Giuliani was the face of America for about 72 hours during the attacks of September 11th.
Yeah, I wish he could run for mayor of that great city again.
He could if he wanted to.
They need him.
There's nothing that stops him from going back. Mm-hmm.
New York is my favorite city in America and one of my favorite cities in all the world. And they need a great mayor like him to rescue that city from the peril that this communist, the blah, blah, is just permeating over that city right now. What an evil man. And what they're allowing to happen. In fact, I don't know if you're aware of this. There are many days in New York City where Muslims go into the middle of the streets in certain neighborhoods and just block it. And have they bend over and they bump their heads on the cement.
I am aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no one says anything. But traffic is blocked and people just go about their way when they finally get up and decide to go back to where they come from. And it's horrible. I mean, it's not good.
Yep. Well, we'll talk to you on Thursday, so stay low.
All right, and thank you for all you do.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him, and I'll be right back. Going to get up on my soapbox here. I got something I want to mention, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an act into law which authorizes the extension of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
To every 9/11 hero, you poured out your heart, your sweat, your soul, and everything you had for your country. You ran toward the wreckage into a ball of flames like, frankly, nobody in this country had ever seen.
The president was joined by more than 200 individuals affected by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, including more than 60 first responders. The extension of the fund will ensure compensation for individuals injured during the 2001 terrorist attacks and their aftermath, rescuing people and removing debris under hazardous conditions. The fund was slated to expire in 2020, but the newly signed legislation ensures the compensation for victims through 2090. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna. And Don and Donna are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330, AM 1330, WLBB. And a big hooah out there because they're right up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia, where they're at there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, where we have 400 boats right here at 24 ports, the largest franchise of the 185 franchise family in the United States, plus 3 in Canada, plus 2 in France, for a total of 190 franchises now all around the country and over in France. So, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and more about that in just a few minutes. Now, our nation is in a conflict unlike any in our history. There are powerful Marxist forces from within and without teamed up to take us down under the age-old guise of making our lives better, the fundamental transformation of America. They'll say, they'll pronounce, they'll do anything to win. Almost 100 years, and they've got way too much invested to do otherwise. Who's the they? The communists, the socialists, the progressives, the liberals that make up the Democratic Party. Now, for the last several years, we finally clearly see the goals and methods that these socialists have chosen to employ to achieve the goals. Illegal immigration, the destruction of our culture, institutions, and morality, resurrecting long past racism, a fiscally overburdened government, and a collection of citizenry addicted to freebies. Now, anyone who has read the 45 goals of the communist takeover of America, as was presented to the Congress in 1963, will see that they are following the plan closely and largely succeeding. Now, Democrats have in the not-too-distant past rallied against illegal immigration. These same politicians have now turned their back 180 degrees, aided by lockstep voters and youth freshly indoctrinated from academic institutions and brown shirt activism, similar of days gone by. None choose to see the coming consequences of their actions, though. All they see is a weapon, a mechanism by which to achieve power and hold on to it indefinitely. And our enemies have long concluded that a military victory over the United States would be impossible. So as a result, they tried a new approach. That new approach, according to MIT, who says our illegal immigrant population is now 22 million. Yale says it's between 16 and 30 million. The 11 million figure is so popular in the media and ridiculous that it is a total lie. And the Democratic leadership desperately needs new Democrats to fill the empty space left by former middle-class Democrats they've long abandoned. Now, this is not about some new health care program or race relations or whatever. They could care less about that. It's all about power. Every Democratic candidate, is united on this point. Every Democratic candidate. And what would be the result of granting amnesty to 20 or 30 million illegal immigrants already here and opening the borders for an additional 40, 50, or even 100 million new immigrants, all beholden to a political party that offers them free everything? Well, they're going to vote Democrat. And as a guarantee of success, the discarding of the Electoral College or the elimination of any political minority will assure their political dominance for the unforeseeable future. One-party rule, that's what they seek. They could never be voted out of power, regardless of the economic or social devastation that they would leave behind. Just take a look at California. And not protecting our borders? All part of the plan. They've been devastating our country. Death, drugs, disease, crime. Other people have also suffered from this with low wages, deindustrialization, the cost of uncontrolled immigration, people with no skills, means of support. Be assured, the Democrats don't give a damn. It's all about power. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Al Sharpton, the last thing you are is a reverend. Okay, New York City is killing babies after they come out of the womb, and I don't see you standing up there telling de Blasio what a disgrace that is, or Cuomo either. I'm from New York. I was born in the Bronx. The last place I want to go to is the Bronx where Cortez came from, and de Blasio, whose real name is Wilhelm, who's a socialist Marxist hater of America. That's the last place I want to go to, okay? And Baltimore, 400,000 people have left Baltimore, okay, because it's a crap hole. And you know what, Al? You were right about one other thing. I'm going to tell you what you were right about. When Democrats run the city, everyone's leaving. A mass exodus in New York, a mass exodus in California, a mass exodus in Baltimore. So Donald Trump is not just telling Elijah Cummings that you haven't done anything for 22 years in Baltimore, but he's telling all Democrats who run their cities, you're running into that Chicago too, Rahm Emanuel. I don't see you up there where another 40 blacks got killed and shot themselves this weekend. So get out of my face, you unholy piece of crap. Okay? We stand with our president who's standing up and done more for blacks. Grew up with blacks in the Bronx.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa. And, you know, Democrats will always go too far. But the biggest mistake the Democrats and the hard left are making is thinking that the rest of the country is going to live with committed socialist Democrats in power and capitulate whatever they decide. The enemy, well, they're now at the gates, resolved to finish what they started, create chaos, take power, strip the nation of its ripeness, collect the benefits of what they've accomplished. And folks, they're close. They're very, very close. Whether the action in this nation, as founded, will exist or not will be determined by our next vote in 2020. Our response or lack of it will determine our future as a country. We are that close to losing our republic. That is a fact. And morning caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Major Joe in Largo.
Yeah, go ahead, Major.
Hey, good morning. You know, out of these 20 candidates, about 15 have a 0% chance of making it.
You're right.
But they're all becoming millionaires. Every one of them is becoming a millionaire.
Sure.
The longer they can hang out, the more millions they're amassing. They don't care to win. It's money. Money is power. Power brings the money. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
You're right.
That's all I got to say.
Well, thanks, Major Joe. But again, tell your friends and pals, this is it. They got to get to the, got to get it going. They got to get on the game plan here.
They call me the preacher around here, let me tell you. All right, Captain.
All right, well, one day maybe we'll see you for lunch up there at Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, we will.
All right, thanks, okay. Major Joe. Okay, and by the way, now that I think about it, I will be up there today from noon to 1:30, so if you're in the area, stop by, have lunch with the captain. We'll have our group there, our little entourage that we'd like to have. And, you know, you can sit there and you can babble and you can dabble and you can squabble and you can make all the noise you want, but it's time for the tough to get going here. I've been watching in my travels, and you've seen them too. I've been watching in my travels the Democrats with what they're doing, registering voters. Whether it's some of what they do or not, you know, people that can't even barely speak English, if they speak English, and the things that they're doing and the way they're going about registering them. And I've stood off to the side and listened to some of the conversations. They don't know who I am, usually, when I'm doing that. I've had them ask me if I'm registered to vote, and I said yes. But most of them ignore me because I'm not what they're looking for. They're looking for minorities. They're looking for people that don't speak the language because they think that they can con them into registering and tell them all about all the free stuff they're going to get and then register them to vote. And that's what they're doing. And they are doing it. Make no mistake. But two can play that game. And to the Republican Party that's listening to me right now, to the Republicans and the leaders in the Republican Party, you had better get down and dirty with these people, because they are going to throw it at you till you can't stand up anymore. And you need to throw it right back at them. You need to get just as down, just as dirty as they're going to get with you. That's how you beat them. Card pivot strategy, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, turn it right around on them. Turn it right around on them. They won't know how to act. All right, coming right back. Final segment of the program here. Going to do a beach and boating forecast when we come back. Check out the weather. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, Tuesday, we'll have a chance of a few afternoon thunderstorms around. The winds will start out this morning about 5 miles an hour. The seas right now are smooth, but we'll get about a 10 to 15 mile an hour sea breeze this afternoon in and out of the showers. Seas this afternoon will go 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Our Gulf water temperature currently sits at 89 degrees. Our bay water temperature at 87. We had our high tide at 3:21 a.m. And just about 6 minutes from now, we'll have our low tide at 5:55 a.m. Now, our beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club, when you join this franchise right here in Tampa Bay, we are the largest franchise in all the Freedom Boat Club franchises across America. Over 400 boats right here and growing. 24 locations. The largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, that organization consists of 185 locations across the USA, with three more in Canada, and with two now in France. You heard me right, France. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, currently with the 24 ports they have, two more coming soon, And they have a special deal here right now that you can take advantage of, and it would be good for you anywhere in the system. Now, you can get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher. You will get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 on your one-time membership fee. So that means everybody gets $1,000 off, but active duty military, veterans, first responders, active or retired, anyone who works in a medical profession, or school teachers get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you have to do is pay what's left over, the balance. And after that, you pay a monthly fee. That's it, period. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations you go to. All of them, everywhere in the system. And all you got to do is check out freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's all you got to do. Now, Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff for President Trump, was on CBS Face the Nation. And he had a lively conversation with the host. I believe her name is Margaret Brennan. I almost said John Brennan. And here's the conversation, the way that it went back and forth.
Why hasn't the White House gotten behind a single bill to improve election security? You saw the Senate Intelligence Committee come out with a bipartisan agreement and recommendations warning that Russia continues to interfere. Why doesn't the White House want to do everything possible?
Yeah, I'm sorry I pushed back, but your facts are not right. We actually signed in 2018 the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Bill that added the CISA to DHS to do exactly what you've just talked about.
Two bills that were put forward and that the Republican leader has said don't need to be considered. You think everything is sufficient to this point?
Completely unnecessary. It deals with paper ballots. There's a lot of things on how to register to vote. It was a bill that came up in the last week because the Democrats saw an opportunity coming out of the Mueller investigation to not talk about what Mueller said about collusion and obstruction and instead wanted to focus on election security and ignore the fact that the parties have already worked together to do a great deal on election security. This administration has worked with every single state, 1,700 different localities who run elections. We've done tabletop exercises. We go visits. We've met with every single presidential campaign to go over how to prepare against and prevent foreign intervention into the 2020 elections. We're doing everything necessary to do this. The bills from this week were simply showmanship, and that's why they failed.
I understand you're arguing the measures have been sufficient, but that bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee says they're not, and made recommendations to do more, including that the U.S. should communicate to adversaries that it will view an attack on its election infrastructure as a hostile act, and we will respond accordingly. This was President Trump when he met with Vladimir Putin last month. He appears to be laughing it off. Do you think that is sufficient?
Do I think it's sufficient? I won't answer that because I was there for that, and we did talk about it afterwards when the cameras went away. So the president did raise the topic with Mr. Putin. We take this very seriously. Again, judge us by the actions. Judge us, by the way, in comparison to what the Obama administration did in 2014 and 2015 going into the 2016 elections when they had information that the Russians were trying to interfere, and Susan Rice, then the National Security Advisor, I think, gave the instruction to stand down on dealing with foreign intervention in our election. So we're happy to be judged by the actions because we think we're taking tremendous steps to preserve election integrity.
He's absolutely true, and what he said was absolutely true, and he caught Margaret Brennan trying to stretch the truth back at him. And this is the thing. We have enough laws on the books. We don't need any more laws, just like immigration. We don't need any more laws. We have to enforce the laws that are there. That's all. It's that simple. We have to enforce the laws that are there. And to the states that try to bypass federal election law, and many of them do, they're blue states, guess what? We need to hold them accountable.
Again, we don't need any new laws. We just need to do the job that we need to do. Enforce the laws on the books. There's plenty of them. People don't understand that. They think, well, we got to have a new law because of this, that, and the other. You know why that happened? Because they didn't enforce the law to begin with. Think about it. Think about it. It's absolutely true. Now, I haven't said much about the shooter or the shooting in Gilroy until right now. And I need to straighten some facts out here. There's some reports coming out of California that this young man, whose name I will not mention, this 19-year-old who killed three, was killed himself. He was the fourth to die. And 12 people were wounded by him, with other people injured because of trying to run away from him. The media is trying to make it sound like as if this man, because he was 19, this young man, because he was 19 years of age, was illegally in possession of an AK-47. Well, they have to take into consideration the state law where he bought the weapon, Nevada. In Nevada, you can be 18 years of age and buy any kind of weapon available legally in the state, including an AK-47. Now, it was illegal in Nevada for him to do this. State's law. You know, state's rights, okay? But the second he loaded that thing up, put it in his car, transported it across the state line, brought it into California, it then became an illegal gun. It became illegal for him to possess it. And he was in violation of the law. You think he knew that? Of course. Of course. But it's too late to worry about that now. And for the people that were running off at the mouth, some of them on Facebook and some of them on television and some of them on radio, oh, we got to change the laws. Oh, we got to do it. Oh, come on. Come on. In Nevada, how many 18-year-old kids have you heard or know about that have gone out and done a mass shooting? I can't think of any. But I can think of a guy that was, what, 60-some-odd years old? Remember the guy that went in there, the Las Vegas sniper, up in a hotel room that opened up and did what he did? I can remember that. Okay? And the weapons that he had with the bump stocks and all that. Remember all that? That wasn't a teenager. So think about that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander here. And you need to understand that there are laws on the books, and all we got to do is enforce the ones that are there. Hey, check out my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, I'll be back tonight, everybody. See you for lunch today. Mission Barbecue, 12 noon to 1:30, Waters Avenue. God bless America. See you tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.